Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Hey, if you're a repeat listener, please leave us a review or a rating. It would really help catapult us into the top 100. We're bouncing in and out on a weekly basis, and a review or a rating from you on your favorite podcast app would go a long way. Thanks so much. Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, hey, welcome back to the Dropship Podcast. Today is fun. I think it's going to be fun. John and I might rant a little bit, but it's a question we get off. It's a bunch of questions, and they all start with two words. What if? What if it doesn't work? What if I fail? What if blah, blah, blah? We get it so much that we like to use podcasts as replies when people say, hey, how do you do this? And we just send them a podcast episode. This is the episode for anyone who says, what if I fail? What if it doesn't work? And God forbid, can you guarantee that I will be successful if I take your course? John, feel free to rant first. Go ahead. See what you got. What if I fail?
Yeah, look, I mean, this is the episode for you if you're thinking about starting dropshipping, you know? I think it's natural for people to have what if questions in their head. Absolutely. What if this, what if that? And I think probably everybody has it to some degree. And, you know, to certain degrees, people use that as a reason not to do things. You know, I think it's also natural for people sometimes to find a reason not to do things that seem risky or challenging, at least in their mind or whatever it might be, even though they know they want to do that thing. Also, at the same time, they find reasons not to do it, right? And the what if questions are classic presentations of that. And I think, you know, it's being able to overcome those what if questions is a massive part in your success, whether it's, you know, financially, as a person, individually, as you go through life. Like, if you can overcome these questions, then your life as a whole, I think, gets better. You know what I mean? If you can manage those fears, and, you know, it's all born in fear, I think. But what if this, what if that, what if I fail? Look, in the case of high ticket dropshipping, what if you fail? Yeah. So what? Like, what's, I know it's, what have you got to lose? Like, you really have nothing to lose here, right? People worry, oh, am I going to lose money? I'm going to lose time. Like, what am I going to lose? And, well, one, money. No, you're not going to lose much money, because guess what? It doesn't cost you much money to start a high ticket dropshipping business. You're not borrowing $100,000 to go and start this business. You're going to spend a few hundred dollars to start this business. And look, honestly, yeah, if you lose that, so what? You're not going to die. You're not going to starve. Life will go on, right? And you'll be fine. You might lose a bit of time. You're going to invest a bit of time here. But once again, you're also going to learn stuff here, right? And that is valuable. There is value in you learning things. You might learn that you don't like dropshipping. Guess what? You're still going to feel that's going to be good for you to learn that, right? Get it out of your system. Work out what you as a person do or don't like. And you're still in a better place than when you started, right? So in my mind, there literally is one, if you do fail, there's nothing wrong with that, right? Most people don't fail, I don't think, in the typical sense that people think of failure. But yeah. So what?
So I think a lot of people think, I'm going to give this one try, and if it doesn't work, I failed, right? And then it's over. And another way people, I can hear people screaming this, because a loved one literally said this to me the other day at dinner. I was referencing someone joined our course who they knew. And I mentioned, hey, this person says hi. I saw maybe you work together, whatever. And my brother, sorry to call you out here, bro. He says, I know what I make. I know what that dude makes. How, if he paid you, our course costs $2,000. If he paid you $2,000, I guess it's fine if this shit works, but what if it doesn't work? And I went, what if what doesn't work? Like, they're paying $2,000 for John and I to give them everything we've learned in 8 years. Literally, our course is huge. There's hundreds and hundreds of videos. So like, at that point, it's not on me. I'm leading you to the water, handing you a fishing rod, I'm putting bait on your line. At that point, you got to fish. And that's where we like fall into this. Can you guarantee my success? Like, Of course not. Can you guarantee me that you're going to work as hard as I did when I did that? Can you guarantee me you're going to put the hours in? Can you guarantee me that you have the ability to process information at a level that is going to be necessary for you to accomplish this in the specified amount of time that you're putting in your head? This must be done. So I think a lot of people are lumping in the education into what if I fail? What if this doesn't work? Like that somehow that's a sunk cost. That they wasted time and they wasted some financial resources on education that didn't work, or it's a scam, or I'm sure you've heard some of the other words that tend to get used there, John.
It is a tough one. And, you know, I mean, you get asked all the time, like and we've talked about it on this show before, like what's special about people that it works for, or what's different and all of this sort of stuff. And it's like people have been doing this business model for 20 years, right? It works. Like, it's irrefutable. It's literally irrefutable that it works. So the question, what if it doesn't work, isn't realistic. It doesn't work for people who don't do the work. If you follow the right plan for doing it, right, and that's a part of it, right? If you follow the right plan and you put in the work, it will work. It's not a matter of if it will work, it's just a matter of when it works, right? So the timeline there is different for different people, right? Some people get to where they want to get to quicker than other people. But if you do the work and you just keep doing it and you're doing the right work, it will work, right? And whether it works in 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, it doesn't matter. It's still working, right? So, yeah, I think, once again, I think those questions, and if you're sitting there and you have those questions in your mind, what's really going on there? And like I said, it's natural, but that's your subconscious trying to find a reason for you not to do something that means you're going to have to put yourself out there, you know, and do something out of the norm for you. Something that doesn't necessarily feel safe, right? Your subconscious is going to try and trick you into not doing that thing. Right, because it wants to keep you safe, or at least in what you think is safe. And we can have all sorts of conversations about the safety of, you know, the traditional life, which it isn't really that safe. But
it's also a status thing, right? Like, if I reflect back on my own journey, it's very easy to project and tell everyone else how to feel. But if I go back to mine, the first course I ever bought was $500, and I couldn't convince myself to spend $500. I was $40,000 in debt. We didn't have a credit card available, and I really didn't want to look like an idiot in front of my wife, my wife's family. I didn't want my family to see that I took a stab at this and it didn't work the first time, because that's the first thing they're going to do is try to pull you back down and say, told you that wouldn't work. You should just work this job the rest of your life. And like, it was status. Like if my first stab didn't work, it would never work, right? I would look silly in front of everybody. I would lose all confidence and I wouldn't go on. And so I would imagine there's some people who are thinking that too, right? Like if you look at like our basic needs, that's one of them. Fit into the tribe, like no, and feel safe. Your body wants to keep you safe. Your brain wants to keep you safe. And so like stepping out of your comfort zone, taking a risk that everyone else isn't willing to take, so they want to pull you back down to their level. There's so many psychological barriers that you have to push through in order to take this chance. And I just want to acknowledge that I, you know, I was scared too. I was really, really scared that I would look silly in front of my wife's family, in front of my wife, in front of my family, in front of anyone else who saw that I was really taking this opportunity to try to better myself. And, you know, if I flopped, I was going to flop publicly, and that would be even worse, or even privately. It would be painful, to flop. And beyond that, I knew that if I took this chance, I had to go. There was no half-assing it. There was no going 80% and then it not working and saying, well, I didn't really give it a puncher's try, because I'm going outside of my comfort zone. I'm going outside what other people think is a good comfort zone. And so there was some resistance there too of just like, do I have what it takes? Do I have the ability to push as hard as I need to push here to change my life? And I think, you know, status, doubt, worry, there's just so much going on in your head at all times. Like, it's very hard to push through that sometimes.
It is. I agree. And you know, it's not to rubbish anybody who has those sort of thoughts going around in their head, but like, I literally think it's important to bring it back to, if it doesn't work, if you fail, the worst that's going to happen is you might feel a little silly with the status thing. You might feel a little silly. Some people might, you know, whatever. some people might think something different about you as a result of that. But you're still going to have your health. There's always a little bit more money around the corner, right? Like the fundamentals of your life will not be altered if it doesn't work. Things go on. And I've been down a lot of times over my last 8 years. You know, I've owed a lot of money to the tax office and things like that at various times. Been through some stuff that wasn't fun. And yeah, it's always sorts itself out.
Everything, you know, always works out. Like, everything always works out. It does. But there's an exercise I like to do from, I believe it's from the 4-Hour Work Week, of like, what if it doesn't work? What if you buy this course, our course, anyone else's course, we don't care, and you try it and it doesn't work and you fail, whatever that means to you in your head right now. How long will it take you to get back to right where you are right now? I bet it's not that long. Like, go do that exercise. And then you'd be like, oh, I guess I'd get back. I'd recoup that money at worst in a couple months, probably a few months. And everyone else is going to forget about this about 3 weeks later when the next, crazy headline pops across their screen and they forgot about it. Like, you'll get back to normal really quickly and you'll realize, oh, it really wasn't that big deal, let alone no one else was thinking about you, dude. They're all thinking about themselves. So, I don't know, John, this, to me, this falls back to the question of, can you guarantee my success? Cause we get the, what if I fail? What if it doesn't work? But I think we get asked all the time, can you guarantee my success? And we can't. Right? Like, that would be impossible for us to guarantee the effort they're going to put forward, the guarantee they're going to do. What do you say to people when they say, can you guarantee my success?
Yeah, what I say is, I can't guarantee your success in all circumstances, but what I can guarantee is this, right? If you come into our program and you do everything that we tell you to do in our program, right? Like, you follow it to a T, you go through the whole thing, you implement everything that you learn, you stay consistent, you stay focused, you will get results. Like, I will guarantee that. Absolutely. And we do guarantee that in Dropship Breakthrough. We have a guarantee that says, if you do everything in this course, you know, in 12 months, you're going to make X amount of money. And if you don't, we're going to give you your money back. But you got to do the work, right? You've got to do the work to qualify for that. If you don't do the work and you don't get anywhere, then we can't guarantee anything. Simple.
But honestly, that's a really good guarantee. Just do the work. We've laid out the path for you. Do the work. If you do the work and it doesn't work, if you fail, we're going to give you your money back. Like, I think that's a pretty good offer.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.